We must know the answer to that question now. Now, not later. Because if Israel is again asked to take more risk for peace, we must know today that you will stand with us tomorrow. Only if we have the confidence that we can defend ourselves, can we take further risks for peace. And make no mistake about it, all of Israel wants peace.
Live from New York, this is the Bibi Report Live Show on Israel.
What have we not done to appease our neighbors? To prove them we are faced towards peace. Removed 400 roadblocks. Released terrorists from prison. Imposed a freeze on the settlements. Were willing to concede land. And what did Israel get in return, Eric?
Bloodshed.
How would Giuliani say? Nada.
Right, yeah, nada. Correct. Nothing but bloodshed and tears and broken promises.
It was only obvious to claim, as did the Prime Minister of Israel in his address to the nation on Saturday night, that the ongoing incitement by the Palestinian Authority, as we'll prove later on in the program, continued by singling out Israel on condemnation of approving building homes in Jewish neighborhoods by world powers that led to the embrace of this brutality and throat slashing. Can you call this sacrifices for peace or retaliation of despaired Palestinians fed up from the occupation and so-called Israeli aggression? Hell no! The Palestinians are the only one to blame. Would they have abandoned or fought against incitement? Would they have not elected Hamas as their represented leadership in free elections? Would they have denounced terror in all means by act and by preach? Would they have accepted Israel's peace proposals in 2000, in 2005, and in 2008, and now in 2010? Or even agree to sit down and negotiate peace? They would have gotten a state on a golden plate, a paradise, if they're not now enjoying the strongest economy growth and the calmest security situation. So they are the only one to blame for the so-called situation, occupation, and aggression by the Israeli people.
Where are people to stand up and to say no? And you speak tonight, and you speak tonight with a righteous indignation in your voice, because what is happening right now is an atrocity. And when I saw those pictures this weekend of that family, those beautiful children slaughtered, where is the condemnation of the world community on this matter? Where are they? Because what happened there is a reminder of just the heinous, heinous nature of what Israel is dealing with from the radical extremists within the Islamic world that seek nothing but the destruction of Israel. And I'm glad you've spoken from your heart, because we need people to hear from the hearts of people, not the political correctness or not the nice nuances about what's to happen. No, we need to speak from the heart. Because if we do not speak from the heart, people will not understand the urgency in which we must act now.
But our only answer to the Western world, those that fight for freedom and liberty in these days, is that we have the right to live in the land of Israel in peace and security. Nobody needs to impose on us any peace agreement or drag us for concessions. We know the price for peace. We are ready to pay that price It's our desire. It's our dream. We pray every day for the sake of peace. We preach peace and strive for peace. But we will not be slaughtered. We will not hand over our throats to be slashed by our enemies that embrace only blood and ashes. Building in Israel is our damn right because it's our land. We won't apologize not one second for our right to live in peace and security with a sword in one hand and an olive branch in the other hand. We'll continue to reach out our hands to peace with our neighbors, but in the same time, protect Israel, the homeland of the Jewish people, forever.
It's indignation, and it's not even a matter of speaking bluntly. It's called, let's speak from the heart on these issues, because unless the United States government wakes up, the Obama administration wakes up to what is going on, they are giving legitimacy to these terrorists in the area of Israel who are continuously planning one attack after another. And Obama has done the worst possible things, as it goes for those who are in the settlements. While the administration likes to use the word settlement, those are not settlements. Those are actually legitimate, legally owned areas of Israel. And that is something that needs to be cried out again and again and again. This is sovereign land that belongs to Israel. This does not belong to the Arab world. What other countries that have gone to war, that have won after being attacked by enemies, have been forced to give back the very land that they won in the course of those attacks? What other country in the world? The individuals that are responsible for what happened, even if they were to be brought before the International Criminal Court, I can guarantee you the ICC and the defenders of these individuals who committed this most heinous, barbarous act, that there would be a way to justify, to rationalize that what they did was correct. Because as we hear in the United States, in the academia, from the left, these men, these individuals that did this are freedom fighters. No, they are murderers. 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 Heinous, barbarous murderers.
Yeah. If you want peace, you need to speak peace. And if you speak peace, you achieve peace.
Right. The actions speak louder than words. And I've argued for years that the Palestinian culture is a culture of death. And there's a difference between the Jewish community and the Palestinian community. The Jewish community truly loves its children. The Palestinian community has shown that there is no love. There is no love. Nobody would send a mother, send a child, send a family member to just go about this process of destroying themselves. And you're right, to celebrate this, to honor this, to state that this isn't an achievement, that's not an achievement. That's a loss of life. A precious life that could have made a positive change in the world.
And as we stated before, they would have to be the first one to go against these peoples, because look from where these Shahids come from.
Right.
Look what their religion preaches for. Look what their imams call for. The prosecution of homosexuals. If Sarah Palin would have said, beat up a homosexual, what would happen to her? And here they embrace, well, I wouldn't go so far maybe. Maybe they don't embrace, but they encourage them to do so by singling out the only democracy in the Middle East and the only democratic country that is an open and free and liberal society. If the conservatives here in the United States, the Glenn Becks, the Michelle Bachmann, would have never been able to sit 1 minute in the Israeli Knesset. They would never have been able to live the Israeli culture, because the justice system in Israel, the parliamentary system, the law system in Israel is liberal, is socialist. But it's an open society, free religion. Anyone could grow up to be anything as long as you obey the law and follow the Constitution. But this is an example to the world. What Israel has achieved in this 63 years, no country has achieved ever. And therefore, by inciting against Israel,
right,
you think you're going to get a Palestinian state? By refusing to recognize our existence, you think we're going to freeze our settlements that we built with our own hands, with our own blood and soul? Hell no. Hell no.
So when we look at what is going on right now in the Middle East, the situation that surrounds Israel at this time, the proxy wars that are being waged, there has to be a strong understanding of this absolute inherent danger. This isn't something we're making up. This isn't something embellished. This is not something exaggerated. This is not a myth. This is not some fantasy. We have a member of the Muslim Brotherhood working for Barack Obama, who is the president of the United States. Where is the leadership in our United States Congress on this matter? This information has been known for a very long time. It does not matter what political party you belong to. There's a problem here, and people are not addressing this issue. So when we look at what Obama has done and what Obama is doing, his sympathy towards Islamists and his actions, all that he has done to Israel, which has been an incredibly reckless, dangerous, misguided, an anti-Semitic policy. And people will criticize and say, no, 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 you cannot say anti-Semitism. That is wrong. Well, guess what? You're wrong, because it is anti-Semitism. Elie Wiesel was very clear in 2009, in April. I heard him speak, and he stated these words, that anti-Semitism has a new face. Anti-Semitism is anti-Israel. It is anti-Zionist. It is anti-Jewish. And there are many ways for people to mask their anti-Semitism. I've seen it in Europe. I've seen it here in the United States. It is an infectious, infectious disease.
It comes to reporting on Israel when it comes to headline a story of Israel for its readers. You know, the BBC doesn't want anyone to go on to the Bibi Report blog or J-Post or Ynet. They want all the readers in the world to only visit the BBC website. So when it happens, such an attack in Israel, you would expect the BBC at least to say five people were murdered, killed in Israel, or whatever. The headline was, and I have a copy of the headline. The headline was, Israel approves new settler homes. And in small, it says, you know why it approved? After the murder of five members of a Jewish settler family. That's it. Wow. Okay. Heartbreaking. And to the next headline. This is how you report a slashing throat of a three-month-old infant? This is what you call new settler homes, when you could have a home full of blood on the floor and this infant without a soul given back to God? This is how you report honest reporting on your website? Shame on you, BBC.
Who does Mr. Obama think that Netanyahu should be engaged in peace discussions with? Hamas, Fatah, terrorists. The bottom line.
I guess, you know, these million or 2 million people, they go on to CNN site, are really out of touch because they don't know what's going on to the world. I urge all of you that bookmark the CNN on their browser or web page. If you want to live in another world, visit the CNN.
Yeah,
if you
no
want
doubt.
To
and
live in this world, you know whom to visit, thebbreport.com.
This is our reality, folks. What I read to you from Off Justice appeared on the website from the Los Angeles Times. People read. And anybody who doesn't know their history and takes their word from CNN as gold, that must be the correct reality, we've got problems. And it is very clear that the American people, when examining their own media, especially looking at situations in the Middle East, the narrative, the ideological framework, are not congruent with the reality of the facts on the ground. And this media in this country is used to educate people. It is used to educate our lawmakers. It is used to educate people that are in charge of forming public policy. And guess what? When public policy is formed on the basis of these absolutely false reports in the media, false information, false history, it can be detrimental to sound policymaking. And we see the Obama administration and its work with the Middle East, its inability to get anything done because its worldview is so skewed. It's based on false premises, false information. So this is what we're up against. And it's not going to get better. People need to quit assuming that the media whom they listen to is telling them the truth and that all is good and well when it's not. People need to get back to being critical thinkers because we have lost the art of critical thinking in this country. And we hope that everyone who is listening to the Bibi Report takes the reports, takes the information that we present, and thoroughly looks at it, cross-checks it, examines it, because I expect when I speak to audiences, when I present information, I want them to challenge, I challenge them on the issue of the facts that I present. But if they are wrong, come back and tell me. Tell me how they're wrong and tell me why. Because right now, we have information that is not being reported. And it's very dangerous for individuals in this country especially to live in a vacuum of misinformation, disinformation, and absolute falsehoods that are being perpetrated by, for example, as you mentioned, Jacob, CNN or the BBC, which carries weight here in the United States.